HarperCollins presents In the Footsteps of Rama, Travels with the Ramayana, written by Vikrant Pandey and Nilesh Kulkarni, read by Abhishek Sharma. Introduction. It all began with a question. Do you know where Chitrakoot, mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayana, is located in India? We had asked nearly 100 friends this question, and none of them knew. When we pulled out a map and pointed out the city in Madhya Pradesh on it, they were shocked to learn that not only does the place still exist, but it is a major tourist hub as well. Similarly, most had heard of Kishkindha, but were really surprised to learn that it is located very close to Hampi. So, that's when we understood. Most people know the Ramayana pretty well, but have never been to or even given much thought to the places mentioned in it. In the process of speaking to our friends, we also realized that there exist several tales associated with the Mahakavya in the form of folklore and forgotten stories that find no mention in the versions written by Valmiki, Tulsidas, Kamba, and many others before and after them. We knew at once we had to do something about this. But before we dive into why we wrote this book, let us quickly recap the basic storyline of the Ramayana. The tale is a simple one. Rama, the prince of Ayodhya, is on the verge of being named as successor to his father, Dashrath. That's when his stepmother, Kaikeyi, invokes a promise made by her husband to her years ago and asks for her son, Bharat, to be deemed as successor instead and for Rama to be exiled to the forest for 14 years. Rama agrees to honor his father's word and instantly leaves for the forest. His wife, Sita, too, follows him in his exile, and his dutiful brother, Lakshman, insists on accompanying them too. In the meanwhile, Dashrath's other sons, Bharat and Shatrughna, learn of this only when they return to Ayodhya. They try their best to bring the trio back, but Rama insists he has to keep his word. Bharat agrees to rule as a regent in the rightful heir's absence. The trio then go to Chitrakoot, where they spend considerable time before traveling through the Dandakaranya forest to go to Panchavati, near present-day Nashik. In the forest, Shurpanakha, Ravan's sister, is insulted by the two brothers. When she tells Ravana what happened, he abducts Sita and takes her to Lanka. Rama is devastated and the brothers search for Sita in vain until they meet Hanuman and Sugriv. Rama helps Sugriv by killing his brother Vali, who had wrongly exiled him. This act earns him Hanuman and Sugriv's loyalty, and the former is able to finally locate Sita in Lanka. Rama, with his army of Vanars, builds a bridge over the sea across Rameshwaram and attacks Lanka, the most powerful kingdom in the world then. A fierce battle ensues between Ravana's highly trained military on one side and the ragtag army of Rama's soldiers on the other. Against all odds, Rama emerges victorious and returns to Ayodhya triumphant with Lakshman and Sita. The Ramayana is a story of ideals, with an emphasis on the definition of dharma, or that what is right. It is a tale of honor and bravery. Valmiki's Rama is an ideal man who suffers miserably when his wife is abducted and acts like any mortal. He has to be reminded of his divinity often, unlike the Mahabharata's Krishna, who knows he is the Lord and therefore behaves like one. This theme also finds place in the versions written by Tulsidas and Kamba of a god who behaves like a mortal. In this book, we have tried to capture the various facets, human and divine, of this avatar of Lord Vishnu. Now, we've all heard tales from the Ramayana, either in the form of bedtime.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?